Hello, and welcome to another episode of What's the Story 90s Glory. We are back yet again to give you some 90s nostalgic knowledge. And when I say we, I mean me, Dave G, and him over there, Mr. Paul MC. How are we doing, sir?
Yes, buddy. Yeah, a bit of a bad week. I've had fucking tendonitis in my wrist and my arm because I've been trying to do some weightlifting recently, and it's now pulled a tendon. So I've got tendonitis in my arm. I've got spider bite on my back, so a massive lump on my back that I scratched. And obviously, when I'm doing work and stuff, I'm using my hands quite a lot. So, been a painful fucking week and a pain in the ass, to be honest, buddy. But the weather started to change slightly the last couple of days. The sun has shone a little bit. So, hopefully, spring is upon us. So, not too bad, not too good. Been watching loads of old Raw Rumbles, mate. You know, since done the episode last week, whenever it was, I've been watching since that Rumble. I've watched all the way up until 2008 now. So just the Rumble matches, I absolutely loved it. It's been brilliant. So each night Hannah comes in, she's like, oh, you're watching this again? I was like, no, it's a different one. She's like, oh, isn't there something we can both watch? I was like, no, I'm watching Raw Rumble. I can't. And the good thing is watching back, mate, I can't remember who's won some of them. So it's been quite enjoyable. So not much exciting, quite mundane, but that's about it, mate.
You say exciting, well, firstly, it does get your juices flowing, doesn't it? When you watch it once and you watch it twice, you want to carry on watching it. It's like a cereal or a box set, if you like.
Oh, yes.
So interesting. Tell me about this spider bite in the UK. So what's happened there?
Well, I don't
Zoo,
know.
Zoo, is it? Lying on the grass? Well, not in March, but go on, elaborate.
Honestly, no idea. When was it? It was, what's the day? Wednesday, Thursday. So it was Tuesday that I had a shower and stuff, put my dressing gown on, blah, blah, blah. Didn't think anything of it. And then Tuesday night, I had a scratch. I thought, oh, I've got a bit of a lump there. And I thought, oh, maybe it's something like a spot or something like that. So I said to Hannah, oh, can you just check it out? And she's like, oh, yes. Oh, it's quite red. I said, I think it's a spider bite. She went, oh, there's three lumps there. I was like, all right. I said, piss me an Ovira on it. That'd be fine. But then later on in the evening, you know, when you don't really think your back itches and you just scratch it like naturally quite hard. I've done that and I fucking screamed because I was like, fucking hell. Because I didn't realize it was such a raised bite. Hannah's like, oh, do you want me to squeeze it? I was like, what do you mean squeeze it? She went, oh, I said, it's a fucking spider bite. I said, what are you squeezing it for? I said, if it's fucking poisoning me, I'm fucked. So don't worry about it. So it's gone down now, but you know, it's just irritable when you can't move. And then because of my tendonitis in my hand, I couldn't scratch it properly with my right hand. So it's just fucking, I'm falling apart, mate. Absolutely falling apart. You know?
Is Dr. Google confirmed this spider bite? Have you been to your local GP? Well, you probably can't get an appointment, can you?
No, Hannah had a look. I've had it before when I was in Thailand. When I was in Thailand years and years ago, I got bit on my shin and my leg went like a golf ball. It was like massive. And then they had to give me some special medication because it was quite not dangerous. It weren't going to kill me or anything, but you never know with some spider bites. But I think we've got occasionally around the house, we've seen them like black widow or false widow spiders knocking around the conservatory and stuff. But I wonder.
Black widow's in Brighton, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I wonder if it's gone into the dressing gown and it's, as I've got out of the shower, put it on, it's in the dressing gown, it's bit me to get out. But I don't know. I've survived, but it's getting healthy. I said to Hannah, I said, trying to get healthy, trying to like, improve my fitness and my weightlifting ability and whatnot. I said, but I can ache more now than I did when I just ate shit and I didn't do any exercise. I ate so, I've got tendonitis, as I said, my knees hurting. I've got like a arthritis, I think, in my toe. I said, my back was hurting the other day. I said, every day I wake up, I'm fucking sore. I was like, when I was just eating shit, I said, didn't do much exercise, apart from walking to work or cycling every now and again. I said, I'd half the pains I have now. So I'm debating now. I'm like, well, I've lost about a stone, but I think, well, maybe I put that fucking stone back on. I might feel better.
It's called old age, I think, mate. I think we're all now we've hit 40 plus. So yeah. Getting sure. Tough. Just quickly before I elaborate on the episode, I can't remember what episode we've done this season, but you kind of threw me under a bus. So you put me on the spot about the polls I was moaning about. I'm about the football hard men. I was saying, I don't believe them anymore. It's gone to shit. People are picking this, people are picking that, and they haven't seen anything. Now it's your turn. Right, you can have a go at the followers because last week or when it was a week or so ago, we done this. That episode will be out now, the Rocky episode that we've done with Mr. David Holland. You put a poll out on Twitter, the best Rocky films between 1 and 4. Obviously, on Twitter, you can't get the fifth one in. And on WhatsApp, like I did with our group, you were having a right old rant, weren't you? You wasn't happy, you've lost faith in the polls. You was in my camp, people are voting for this, that, and the other because 4 and 3 beat 1 and 2. Now, you explain to the followers why you were so fucking pissed off. I've done it. Now it's your turn.
Honestly.
Throw him under the bus.
When you said the other week, I was like, yeah, but people have an opinion, you know, blah, blah, blah. You've got to have a bit of a, you know, that's what a poll is, an opinion. So it does change things. It does throw out questions. However, I mean, the argument you had about not seeing someone is more valid because people just go, "Oh, I'll vote on the name," right? So you think, oh, "I'll vote on the name," and that's why that poll in your eyes, inaccurate. If you've seen the fucking Rocky films and you're still putting 4 and 3 ahead of 1 and 2, that I can't compute it. Now, 4, as we said last week on the episode, I get the 4 love, the Ivan Drago part, the nostalgia, the theme tune, the iconic moments in it. I get 4 to a point, and I said in the podcast, I can understand why there's such a love for 4. And I said, you asked me a couple of years ago, same thing. But 3, I think, was nearly top, or it was top at one stage. And now 3 is a good film for about 20 minutes of it. But it's you, no, you can't put it over Rocky 1. That's just, or 2. You might go 1 and 3, 2 or 3. I'll give you that. But you can't put Rocky 3 as the best of all time. You can't. I'm sorry. I was very disappointed in our followers on that one. And it had good numbers that poll. But listen, everyone's allowed to. I can't jettisize people, but I will just say I was disappointed.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. I've got his juices flowing ready for this episode. Talking of polls, this episode we're doing today, if you know by the title, when you've clicked into your Spotify or you clicked into your Apple podcast, is about Forgotten Shops. This was a poll. I put it out. 1986 versus 96, 90s Hard Men, funny enough, and Sport on Terrestrial TV, and this one by a landslide. So today we're going to be taking a look back at shops that we frequently visited during the 90s, but are sadly not with us anymore, or just maybe just hanging on, basically, for dear life. Either way, we'll be reminiscing with a little bit of a twist, which I haven't told Paul about yet, to make it a little bit more fun. So your normal ads of the week and your TV guides and your news of the week, we're going to scrap that this week. One word, Paul, will still be there, obviously. But apart from that, if we're going to go whole hog on this episode, we're going to have a bit of fun. But before we talk shops, let's talk squash. It's drink of the week. So, drink of the week this year, this season, should I say? Well, it is this year, isn't it? Funny enough. We've done a theme, as you guys know. We've done an alphabet theme. We're up to X amount of letters now. We're not allowed to clash, but maybe if we do clash, it doesn't matter. It's just a bit of fun. So we see what letter Paul's got, what letter I've got. So yeah, mate, what letter? Well, I normally guess, don't I? So what have you got today? Let me guess. What letter have you got? What letter have you got, should I say? I'm rambling on in the jargon. Go on. You know what I mean?
Okay, so as you know, we pulled an episode earlier. We're supposed to do this later in the afternoon, but you kind of said, oh, I'm free now, and I said, oh, that works for me. So I hadn't actually been out to get a, to I didn't have the list of the things to get the drinks with me. So I had a drink anyway. Went out and got one quickly. So it is a repeat of the letter, I think, but I'm trying to see because we've done C and we've done S.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling, but it's an S and a C. So it, I mean, trying to
Is that
find.
the brand?
No, it's Marks and Spencer's, okay, and it's an
We've got
S.
an M, but yeah.
Oh yeah, we can do it. Oh, we've got an M as well. I can't. Yeah, we've got all of these. Okay, I'll tell you what. The can's pink, so let's do P for pink.
We haven't got a P. Yes, we could sing a PE. I'll give you that one. Yeah, we've got, because I haven't got P, so that's fine.
Right. So I've gone
We're going
with
through the alphabet.
S. You won't get it. I've not even drunk it yet. Right. It's soda, and it's sour
Okay.
pink, sour cherry, Cherryade. So light sparkling soft drink. It's 53 calories. Again, I haven't had it before, and I picked it up Marks & Spencer. Oh, I didn't think we'd done an S, so that's why I picked it up. I thought, well, I got sour and I got soda, but I'm going with pink soda, sour Cherryade for P. I'm sticking that in there. So I said, well, oh, it's, you know what it smells like? Oh,
Cherryade.
it's nice. You know, it's like the pick and mix. You know the cherries you
Oh
get. It's just like that. A bit of vodka in that later. That is going to go down a treat. Absolutely, that's lovely. That is. I'm surprised. I don't really like fizzy drinks that much, but this is beautiful. So, mate, I've gone
I
with
like
like.
the can.
It's a nice. Yeah, it's a nice little pan, isn't it? Yeah.
A very 70s style can, even though we're 90s. It's a very 70s style can. It's quite
It
posh.
does.
Well, it's M&S, isn't it? It's going to be.
Yeah, it's lovely. So that's it. Yeah, I'm going to say again: pink, sour, Cherryade. What have you got, mate?
Less of two. Right. I'm going to eradicate X. You'll never get this, but I've got an X. As I said off air, offline, whatever you want to say. I've got up early today. I've had a right nightmare of sleep. Everyone knows I work nights. I've been one of those days where the sun's been shining through the window, the dogs have been barking, the kids have been playing up before they've got to school. So I've had about an hour and a half sleep after having an 8 hour night shift and being up previous. So I'm actually at the moment living on energy drinks. Well, I have been for the last 15 years, to be honest. So I'll pop out to the local Home Bargains, as people know, B&M's. Got a cheap energy drink, it's 39p this one. So I stocked up, and it actually begins with the letter X. I don't think you're going to get it, Paul. You can have a guess, but I doubt it, because I never heard of it until Monday, mate.
Well, it's not Castle 4X, is it? So we know it's not that. Castle
No. It's not alcohol. I need energy. So I said to Paul, my eyes are heavy as fuck, but I'm wide awake. I'm ready to go, full of energy, and this is going to top me up. Anyway, stop rambling, Dave. This is a can of orange energy drink, mango and passion fruit, called Cyber. See that one?
I've never heard that in my life.
We've got an X anyway, so ain't got to worry about that. So, Paul's on the cherry aid. I'm on the energy drinks. That's
Bosh.
drink of the week. Right. So, let me start on a negative. Boo. Yes, I know. So, your local high street in 2024, charity shops, coffee shops, vape shops, Turkish barbers, discount stores, a chemist, and a supermarket. Give or take a few extras, but that's more or less what we've got in a standard UK high street in this era. Boo, yes or no? Now, time for a positive. So, Paul will like this one. I haven't spoken to him about this, but this is how we're rolling today. Me and Paul have acquired a boring, dull, rundown high street in 2024, and our aim, our mission, is to revive it back to its 90s glory heyday. We've cleaned up the streets, we've rehoused the homeless. We've got bobbies on the beat. We've even brought in a lollipop woman. We've even planted flowers and trees. We've even cut off the internet, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, and card machines. And we're keeping it staunch 90s, as it's only cash and checks in our high street. Oh, yes, cash is king. Cash is back. So we've got the basics, we've got the fundamentals. So let's pack it out with those forgotten shops. Paul, so let's build our ultimate 90s high street with a twist. So I'll give an example. So, music shops, clothes shops, food outlets, electrical outlets, etc., will all be trading in our high street, but they'll get obviously honourable mentions, but only one will get a place. So, a quick example, if we mention Pizza Hut, for an example, and we've got other 90s brands, outlets, of pizza places, only one shop or one outlet will get keys to our high street. So, if there's four or five, one will win, and the other three will toddle off into the sunset. Okay?
Yep, makes sense.
Not for that. Lovely. Firstly, before we get our list ready, I've already handed the keys to three lucky businesses. Okay. Very British institutions. They're already locked in. They are already trading. So I want Paul to name them, but I'll just give you a rundown of who I put in and why. So we've got the local cafe in our high street. Got the local cafe in there. Everybody used to go to the cafe back in the day, heart of the community. We knew the guy behind the bar, or the behind the bar, sorry, behind the tea counter, if you like. Yeah. So everybody knew him, names. So same with the Great British Chippy. That will always be there, the chip shop. I love a chippy. You love a chippy. We love a chippy. That's always there. And one you wouldn't expect, which really are dying out, but you saw them every now and again in the 90s, probably more 60s, 70s, and 80s. But I'm bringing it back for this high street. We've got the laundrette. You have to have a
Oh,
laundrette at
classic.
some stage in the high street. Right. So, Paul, name the local cafe. These are all independent, by the way. Name the Great British Chippy and name the laundrette. So, for an example, you have the cafes like Sid's Cafe, didn't you? Mickey's, stuff like that. So, give them a name, some, before we crack onto this list.
That is a good one, mate. That is yeah, the cafe is a good one. I mean, in Shepherd's Bush, we used to have the Harp Cafe, which is at the top of Goldrook Road. So the Harp Cafe was always a good one. So cafe name. Oh, that's a, I mean, see, when you say cafe, I would have gone with, do you remember in Shepherd's Bush by the pie mash shop, Wendy's? But it was when it was that Wendy's was a cafe. It was a cafe. It was like a sausage, chips,
Yeah.
and cafe. So I think we're going to call it Wendy's, not the American Wendy's for American listeners, because the American Wendy's are of a burger place. It was like the old, remember the old seating before? It's plastic, red plastic, and it was all on
Yeah.
bar, like at a prison fucking tables. And then you had the pictures on the menus, and it was that sausage, it looked like a Frankfurter that had cuts in it, and they like spelt round. Yeah, fucking hell, it was rank. But no, the cafe's got to be called Wendy's for me, just purely on that, because it was around the 90s and it's no longer around. The laundrette, well, it's the laundrette. I don't think it necessarily needs a name, so we'll keep the laundrette. What are you thinking for the laundrette?
Anything, mate? Dots after Dot Cotton? I don't
Let's call it Dots. Dots laundrette, that's fine.
know. And the chippy. What are we calling the
That's a good, wow. Fish-o fillet. Hello, fillet. What we call fish fillets? Fillets. Codfather. There you go, Codfather.
There you go. The Codfather. They're locked in and they're ready to go. So, in no particular order, let's build our 90s high street. Okay. So, I've got fucking shitloads here. That's why we're not doing the extras. Let's crack on. So, Paul, I'm going to start here with news agents. Obviously, independent news agents. We can always do independent for everyone, but that's not really the point of the show. The point of the show is forgotten shops that were, when we were growing up, that were relevant and that have literally disappeared on the high street and all that we forgot. So, I know you're a businessman that likes putting money into small businesses. I totally get that sort of thing, but we're going to keep it sort of named, if you like. We've got three independents already. Right, stop rambling, Dave. So, news agents, mate. The ones, obviously, when we were growing up, was WH Smith, which is still trading today. And the other two, unless you've got some more, mate, that I remember back from the 90s, were John Menzies and Martin, the news agents. Do you remember any of those rather than just WH Smith, mate?
Yeah, remember John Menzies and Happy Shopper? Would you go Happy Shopper as a news agent as well? Weren't they one at
I
Wormald?
suppose you could, yeah. Did they steal newspapers and bags and
Remember in
sweets? They
Wormald,
definitely sold sweets, obviously.
we went past Wormald Park. On the other side, there was the little one in the corner. That well, we're not a Happy Shopper. That sold sweets and
I think
newspapers.
it was, yeah.
I would have said
Yeah.
Happy
Good
Shopper.
shout, good shout.
So I would say, yeah, but Happy Shopper. John Menzies, I remember that. But was that a chain or was that just a, like a local one though? I couldn't
No,
remember
it's
it.
a chain, wasn't it? Yeah, like WH Smith's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it
So
was a chain. I
okay.
think you used to see them a lot in train stations, didn't you? In airports, John
Yeah,
Menzies.
right. And W. Smith probably bought them all up. So I would say, yeah, John Menzies, I would say, is a good one. Yeah, I would say John Menzies ahead of that. But Happy Shopper's the one I remember when you say, obviously, it was Susan Sheen is from White City, where we're from. But it was always the name of the person is what we would call it. For example, at the top of Gold, Bonfontaine Road, there was the corner shop there, and that was called John Snow's. They used to call it. It weren't called John Snow's because the guy who ran it was called John Snow. They go, oh, "I'm gonna get our paper from John Snow's." So back in that's a '90s thing as well because you knew the local people. That's the difference again. Susie's and Sheena's weren't called
Exactly.
Susie's. It was called something else, but we called it Susie's and Sheena's. So that's how it's gone now. But whereas now it's all obviously high street named. But you could pick the first one, mate. I'm happy for you to go for either of those.
I haven't got Happy Shopper written down, funny enough. Just can you guarantee they're going to have magazines, newspapers, plenty of pop, plenty of chocolate, and plenty of fags? And we're
100%.
throwing Happy Shopper in.
100%. Happy Shoppers has got more
Lovely. So I'll hand the keys to Mr. Happy Shopper. He's locked in, he's ready to trade. Right. Paul, do you want to pick a section, mate?
things. Well, just on the high street, I want to just because when we said about doing the shop, I wasn't planning to do that as much as what you said, which is fine. I've got enough to do it. But I want to give an honorable mention to two things that I think are dying out a lot now. Sunday markets. It was a key thing. What not only the high street, but the whole experience of going to a Sunday market. So in White City before Westfield was there, every Sunday there'd be the burger van. There'll be the meat truck. There'll be the toy man. They'd all be coming out on a Sunday. It was a tradition. You go down the Sunday market and you pick up your groceries or your bits and your bobs, or your toys for Christmas. And Wembley Market, Bush Market, Paddington had a market. There was loads of markets you go to, and you make a day out of it on a Sunday. And on top of that, you had the boot sales, the 90s car boot sales. Now they still exist, of course they do, but they were just better back in the 90s. On a Sunday, the experience would be you get up, get the newspapers, get on a bus, go down to the Sunday market. Then you would go to the boot sale, and that would be your Sunday afternoon. And then you have a stop off at the cafe in the morning before you've done anything else. So it's. I just want to get an honorable mention to that because I used to love going down the Sunday and the man would go, 2 for £1, 5 here, 6 second, here we go, son. Whose sausage? Sausage here. Yeah, 2 sausages for the man at the front here. Who's got lamb? Who wants lamb? Lamb. I got a lovely lamb shoulder here. This is beautiful. Fresh lamb from Wales. Here we go. George, get that to Dave. Dave, give it to her. I'm not taking £5. I'm not taking £4. I'm talking £2 for the lamb. That's what I miss, that whole proper fucking market vibe.
By the way, we have got listeners from up north, so you have to do the market trading voice in a northern accent as well, so you don't discriminate, mate.
But you're up north, you could do it.
Let's move swiftly on. I'm in the Midlands, it's a hard accent to do. Okay. Any of your sections now, mate? I'll do one, you do one, I'll do one, you do one, etc. So we've done news agents. What you got on your list, mate? What
Okay,
genre in a sec?
next one I'm going to go with. Let's have a look. Let's go music.
Okay.
So, obviously, now buying music is a dying art. I haven't bought a CD for God knows how many years. You got if you was to get music now, you watch all streams. And if you do buy it, you have to go to what is classed as a vintage record store. If you're going to buy records, LPs, some CDs, you can go to HMV, which is now rejuvenated back on the high street, which I went in for the first time the other week up in Churchill Square. I hadn't been there for ages. And it was just like, it's all toys and posters and a little bit of music, a little bit of DVD. It's just a completely different to what it was when it was years ago. Its focus before was mainly DVDs and CDs, you know, but now it's kind of changed to diversify itself. But you had R Price and Virgin Records back in the 90s. Now, I mentioned R Price on Twitter, I put a tweet out, and I think two or three people had never even heard of it. So I was quite surprised at the lack of range it had, because you think R Price, I'm thinking that straight away. And I remember buying my first free DVDs for £25 in Victoria Station, R Price. It was only a small store, and I bought that in there when I was must have been 17 or something like that, for DVDs. And yeah, it was a great little store. They're all the same: HMV, R Price, Virgin Records, all the same. There was nothing unique about them, and just different brands against going. It's like supermarkets now: Sainsbury's versus Tesco's or whatever. It's all the same. This is what this was. So I've gone with R Price as my choice of music.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hey, sketch comedy fans. If you like unapologetically uncensored comedy, check out Instant Microwave Fuzz, recorded every week, hot and fresh and straight out of the microwave. Unscripted jokes, uncensored guests. You're going to have a lot of outrageous, improvised sketch comedy fun. You can find us on all the platforms under Instant Microwave Fuzz. Comedy made in an instant.
Yeah, mine was exactly the same, mate. I had R Price written down in Virgin Megastores. Obviously, back in the day, it was R Price versus HMV. It was a bit of a tribal thing. Virgin Megastores was knocking about, but they were sort of late pretenders, if you like, to the throne, but never really took off, in my opinion. It was always HMV and R Price. The posters was for me, mate. It was all about the posters. Who had the better selection of posters? How long did I stand in HMV? How long did I stand in R Price flicking through the posters? 9 times out of 10, HMV won. But where we live, rather than going into central London, in Acton and Hammersmith, it was more R Price. R Price was closer to us, so I probably spent more time in R Price, but HMV was the daddy. As you just said, it's still trading now, so it can fuck off. So as you said, R Price will have to win. You're dying to say something when I mentioned Virgin Megastores. What are you saying?
I just remembered one. I forgot. Tower Records. Do you remember Tower Records in Piccadilly? Yellow and red.
Yes, but that was more noughties for me. That I don't remember it in the 90s as much, to be honest, mate. That's why I didn't jot it down. Probably was about, but I don't remember seeing it. I've got to be totally honest.
I think that was 90s, because it was in Piccadilly, and it was the first record. It was open till midnight, and I remember.
It probably was. I just don't remember it.
Yeah. God, Tower Records. We'll have to put a thing online about that. Tower Records is the other one. That was brilliant, because it was open to. It was one of the first things that opened like late in the West End, and it was open to. I remember being open to midnight. So I remember it must have been 15. That must have been the 90s. It must have been 16, 17, going out to Metro Bar up in Tottenham Court Road. And then before we went there, we went to Tower Records and hung out there for a little bit. And then we went to the bar. Amazing. But yeah, we'll stick with R Price. Happy with that? Get keys to the
for
door.
Sure. Next one. Yeah, keys to the door. Lovely. He's locked in. Mr. R Price, this is an easy one, probably. More for you rather than me. Sticking with a sort of electrical theme. Video shops. Independents all over the shop. There was only two really in the 90s, Blockbusters and Ritz. Now you've spoken this podcast since we've done it. You wax lyrical about Blockbusters. I think it's very obvious, but I know which choice you're going to go with. It kind of makes sense. It was 1990s. But you've got to give a little special mention to Ritz, man, because they were early 90s. They were sort of the daddy until Blockbuster. I don't know whether they took over or whatever. But Ritz Video were about, man, doing bits in the early 90s. And I can always see that yellow and red signage, you know. So yeah, mate, Blockbuster versus Ritz, who wins?
So Ritz. You had a Ritz near Stockton, didn't you? I remember. Am I right in saying that?
No, it was a little independent one, mate. It might have had a Ritz sticker in there, but it wasn't Ritz out. So Ritz was that yellow and red thing. We definitely didn't have that in East Stockton.
Okay. So when we was growing up, there was Blockbusters in Shepherd's Bush. There was a Blockbusters in Hammersmith. There was an independent one in White City on the front line. Independent one where you were. And then, do you remember Prime Video? I put this up recently. I don't know if you remember Prime Video, White and Pink. So that was me.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, great shout. Prime Video. Nice one. Yeah. Forgot about that, Paul.
That was more relevant. That was more prevalent to me than Ritz, because I think that went on longer. So I would have gone Prime Video. I don't remember much of Rich at all, but Blockbusters, obviously, you put a poll, you can put a poll out on this one and be guaranteed to get the answer is Blockbusters. You know, we could pick that one out quite confidently. And yeah, it was brilliant, Blockbusters. It was brilliant for the right and wrong reasons. It was terrible because it killed the independent business because they just priced everyone out. So when they went under, I think a lot of independents would have been like, you know, celebrating and enjoying that they fucked up their business model. And what I find fascinating with Blockbusters is they were so ahead of the curve and they got the opportunity to buy Love Films for such a small amount of money before Love Film turned into Netflix. And Blockbuster should still be around, but their management structure was so shit and so arrogant to streaming that they got destroyed in the process. And it's a shame because it is a brand that everyone used to love. But we also moan about it. The thing is, we talk about it now with such fond memories, which we often do when something disappears. Oh, I love that. I love that. When you had the date, all you always moan about was, fucking hell, it's not rewound. Oh, it's a late. Okay, trying to negotiate how to get out of a late fee. Having to show your ID. And when you didn't have your ID card, having to go all the way back home because you didn't have your ID card. Going, oh, the popcorn's expensive. All you did was moan when we was there, but it's one that is a tradition.
Just stop. Just stop. Stop right there. Are you sure you want to hand the key to Mr. Blockbuster? Because all you've done for the last 5 minutes is slate them.
I've got to do things on a balance, but as I said, a Blockbusters. If we could bring a Blockbusters back now, I would fucking do it instantly. I would bring it back instantly. And there's one surviving Blockbuster. I think it's in Alaska. I think it is, if I'm correct, or Oregon maybe. And I've seen the video of it. You know, it's still going. And I would love to go there if it's still going to be open in 10 years' time. I would love to go and see the last of a Blockbusters, just to have that smell of nostalgia one more time. Blockbusters for me, mate, is the answer. Yes, agreed.
Right, next one. What you got for your next genre, mate? Got lots to get through.
Well, I could say it's a difficult one now. You've got. Let's do supermarkets.
The
Supermarkets.
super mushroom, yes. I've got that written down. Go on then.
Well, you've got your obvious ones. You've got your Nettos, you've got your Safeways, and you've got your Quick Save. Safeway obviously got bought out by Morrisons, become Morrisons. It was Iceland, used to be called B Jams before it got changed to Iceland's. So a lot of them had name changes, but Netto's and Quick Save are completely gone. They're gone. They're now your Aldi and Lidl's of the high street, really. But they're not seen as such a low brand as what Netto's and Quick Save were. If you send your kid to school with a Aldi packed lunch, they're not going to be going, oh, you're shopping Aldi. No. Whereas back in the day, you're shopping Quick Save or Netto's, or your mum was seeing the bag in any of those things, and one of the kids
More
saw it.
Netto, wouldn't it?
It's game over. Game over. And then Quick Save with its fucking prisoner shape, prisoner
No
budget,
frills.
no frills fucking range, like a fucking prison food. I mean, I get the whole Quick Save being budgetable, but I mean, you didn't have to make it like prison food. It literally looked like something like the BBC conjured up one of their game shows because they couldn't use advertising. Terrible, terrible branding. Safeway, I love, but it's gone.
Could I just throw one more in? Gateways. You forgot Gateway. Remember Gateways?
I do. Was that? I mean, I got to have a co-op, didn't it? I think co-op took Gateways over.
Yeah, Summerfield Co-op. Yeah, I was used to have an obsession when I was a kid. I'd get all through my life, I get obsessed with certain things. I used to be obsessed with a Gateway bag, plastic carrier bag. It was green, white, and yellow.
Yes.
So yeah, Quick Save and Netto. Sort of, yeah, you're right there. Your cheap budget stores, your equivalents to Aldi and Lidl now, but they've gone sort of higher market. You're the middle class, like you shop there now, because it is cheap and it's decent quality. But mate, Gateway for me or Safeway. Mum used to shop at Safeway a lot. Fond memories of going there, especially in the cafe in there as well. I think Gateway was more south to London. If I'm like your ports of Brighton, Bournemouth area, I think they were
Yeah.
more around that area. But for us as kids, I think Safeway might have been king. So go on, mate. Where we going with it?
I think Safeway, because but again, Safeway is where we shop, so the memories of being in Safeway are more
Yes.
relevant. So we used to go on a Friday. We spoke about it before, and in Shepherd's Bush, for those who don't know the area, we used to have to cross over the road. There used to be a bridge, but the bridge was on the outside was painted like a train. So every Friday, we get the 283 down to Shepherd's Bush, go walk over the bridge, go in the Safeway. Mum would do her shopping. And I would sit at the magazines. There's like a magazine area, and I would sit there and you know, get an FHM, you know, read that, whatever it would be. Try and nick the adult ones when I could, have a little look at those in the disabled toilet. Have a little, wooey, here we go. And then Dad would come and meet us at the end and take us back home. And there was one time I used to like Taras Malata. I'm a big fan of Greek Taras Malata. And the guy at the counter there used to go every Friday. His name was Andy Blackfur, lovely guy. I used to see him every Friday. And then one Friday, I was just sitting down. He's like, "Oh, you're right, Paul." And I said, "Oh, hi, yeah." He's like, "Where's your mum?" I said, "Oh, she's shopping." And he's like, "Oh, just starting." And I was maybe 14 at the time, 13. He's like, "Oh, do you want to come through?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, you sure?" He's like, "Yeah." So we went through the staff room with him. I had a Ribena. He gave me some Taras. I was just having a chat with him. And it was really surreal, but you couldn't do that now because you obviously, if anyone does that now, you're a fucking paedophile. But it was just, I had a real, all the staff were just really nice and friendly. And I loved it, mate. I liked it. The Safeway experience was the best supermarket experience I can remember being at that age. So I think Safeways for me is the GOAT in that era.
Definitely Safeway. Mr. Safeway's got the keys there. 90 Safeway staff is obviously swayed it for Paul, and I echo it as well. Yeah, they're locked in. Men's clothes I've got next, right? Purely for men. We'll do women's after or whatever Paul's got next. Men's clothes, mate. I've got written down here: Mr. Buy-Right, Madhouse, Foster's, and Burton. But I'm not sure if Burton is still trading. I say Burton because used to see them everywhere, Burton stores. My dad used to shop there. And the last probably like 10 years, I don't think I've seen one. But yeah, mate, Mr. Buy-Rights. I think Ealing Broadway, I used to love Mr. Buy-Rights. Had all the latest fashion in there. Like NAFCO 54 jackets that I've spoken about before. Spliffy jeans, all that sort of gear in the early to mid-90s. It was the fashion, global hypercolour. Bit similar to Madhouse. Madhouse was a lot of denim. Foster's very similar. Burton's was more for your older man, if you like. So yeah, Mr. Buy-Rights, Madhouse, Burton's and Foster's, mate. Quick thoughts and memories on them. If I was picking one, it would be probably Buy-Rights, but what are you thinking?
I was thinking CNA, but that's my, I suppose, with a department store, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got that under we'll come to casino. I've got that all under one roof stores because it wasn't just
Okay.
mainly men's.
Right, fair enough. Then I would go, I've got Madhouse written down. I did like Madhouse in the 90s. It was, but it was all denim.
I did. Yeah.
It was all denim in that era. So what's,
You put that to the vote?
I don't
Because
know.
I'm not budget on Mr. Buy-Rights. I used to love Buy-Rights.
Trying to think, where was Mr. Buy-Right when meditate? Where were they?
Ealing
What?
Broadway. Ealing Broadway.
See, I don't see. I didn't. We never
The
shopped in.
fountain.
That's why. But I remember we shopped. I'm trying to think where the Madhouse. I think the Madhouse was only in the West End.
Madhouse and Bayswater, wasn't it? Queensway,
Bayswater.
Bayswater,
That's
Madhouse
it.
was.
Yes, you've net.
Yeah.
That's the memory. Yeah,
They
but
were the two daddies in men's clothes back in the 90s. They were Buy-Rights and Madhouse. Foster's was there and thereabouts, and obviously Burton for the older man, if you like. So, yeah.
I'm
We
happy
either
with.
have to make a decision or put it to the vote because I ain't budging on Buy-Rights.
No,
Sorry.
I'm happy with Buy-Right. I'm happy with Buy-Right. I don't. I think it's Madhouse was. I'm sure Madhouse was just all jean. I'm pretty sure it was mainly denim. It was all denim jackets and denim jeans and shirts and things like that. So I'm happy with to go, Mr. Buy-Right. I'm happy with that, mate.
Do you want to do women's clothes next, or you got another genre, another section? Because you've got loads to do,
Well,
really.
I've only got a few left on the wing, so I've gone for
Got him.
toy stores or
Okay.
things to have toys in, basically, or that you would go
Yeah.
shopping. So the three that came to mind were Warner of a store, which was just like in the West End, and then in the 90s you had a massive you had Disney store, Warner of a store, you had Index, you had Little Woods Index, Toys R Us. So four big brands there. Now you've got Warner Bros. And Disney, which are more obviously a network of what they sold, a bit more limited. Index and Argos were the two big heavyweights. They would have a battle out. Argos obviously survived. Index slash Little Woods disappeared. And then Toys R Us, which sadly made it survive, I mean, 10, maybe 10, 15 years ago now, Toys R Us just went down. So Toys R Us for us was in Brent, was it Brentford? No, where was Toys R Us?
Brent Cross.
Off. That's it. So we only very rarely went to there because it was a bit further out. We had an Argos up the road and Little Woods in Hammersmith, so we never really went to Toys R Us. So I know Toys R Us got fond memories for a lot of people, and the slogan and the Jeffrey one under one roof and the advertising. But for me, when I got toys, it was from Argos, Index, or the catalogues. So I think the chances as a high street store, and bear in mind, Toys R Us wasn't really a high street store. Toys R Us was at retail parks. You never saw it in high streets. It was always in its own retail park where it had like a big
Yeah.
supermarket or had Toys R Us. So Toys R Us is missed, but I'm gonna go with Index on the high street ahead of the other ones. Thoughts?
Yeah, mate, it has to be indexed because Argos is still trading.
Yeah.
And we're doing 90s, we're not doing 2024. We're fucking them lot off. So yeah, index, great shout, mate. I didn't have that under toys, funny enough. I end up under something else, Illumi or something. But yeah, mate, it has to be in their index. Great memories from index. Everyone remembers, basically, it was the same as Argos, wasn't it? You used to go in there, go for the catalogues. You go for the catalogue at home, and then, but you, when you go into Solly, you still go to the catalogue, you still go to the toy section, you still get the little pencil, you still write the numbers down and pretend to buy the things which your mum wouldn't let you have. So yeah, mate, locked in, Mr. Index, he's in there. Mention women's clothes, you can't leave the girls out. Notable shops I remember to pull from the 90s, Chelsea Girl, Tammy Girl, Evans, I think that was Fat Women, that one, wasn't it? Etam. It was, wasn't it? Mark One and Monsoon. Actually, more girl shops than boys, funny enough. Not funny enough, it's probably standard.
I think Monsoon's still around, isn't it?
Right, yes, fuck them off then. So we've got Mark One, Etams, Evans, Tammy Girl and Chelsea Girl. Mark One and probably Chelsea Girl and Tammy Girl, the most notable ones I remember down the high street.
Never remember heard of Chelsea Girls. Never heard of it.
Fair enough. So that leaves Tammy Girl versus Mark One then. I think Etam was for the more like the larger and older lady. But obviously Mark One, I think, catered for everyone.
I think Evans all sizes. Evans was a popular one. Yeah.
For the larger lady.
Yeah, my mum was a bigger lady when she was younger. So maybe God, that's one. But
where did the stick insets go? Where did the stick insets go? They can't go to Evans. They need one that caters for all.
Okay, so who would you go?
I know 90s is baggy, but don't take the piss.
What are you thinking then?
Tammy Girl versus Mark One. Because Mark One sort of catered for everyone, didn't it? Every woman's size, if you like, from child to the larger lady to the older lady. Marks and Spencer's would probably be the obvious choice, but it's still trading. I want to get away from today's trading. I want 90s trading, mate.
How do you know so much about women's fashion in the 90s? I'm a bit concerned.
Because I used to go shopping with my mum, like you. There you go. Dragging us around all the fucking women's clothes shops.
I don't remember going shopping with my mum. I'm sure she went on her own time. I only went clothes shop with her for us. Well, I remember. I don't remember ever going out and get mum buying anything. So it's just interesting. All right, well, you could choose this one. I've got no dog in the fight. You can choose this one.
I'm going Mark One because I'm being sensible. It caters for everyone. It ain't just for the younger girl. It ain't just for the older girl. So we've got to put women's clothes in there. It's standard in the high street.
Our price have got the right stuff too. 28 remixes of the hottest 12-inch hits. Everything you want from Technotronic to Lonnie Gordon. Plus, Inner City, Alison Williams and Lisa Stansfield. Luther Vandross, Double Trouble. Discover all the right stuff at your local outright and hear it now on 0898 600 300.
So, where are we off to today, Mum? Toys R Us, perhaps?
What?
Oh, no, it's a supermarket. We never get a parking space, you know that, don't you? Ooh, that was a bit of luck. Nice set of wheels, girls. Shame about the hats.
At Safeway, we're doing everything we can to make shopping easier. With parent and child parking spaces right next to the entrance, a wide range of trolleys and a bag packing and carry-out service.
Oi, what's that man doing with our shopping? Now, I could be wrong, but I think he's following us. Good idea, Mum. We'll lose him in here.
Safeway, lightening the load.
So I'll go next then. Yeah, so I've gone with... Let me get my notes back up. Right, so I've gone with children's baby wear or something like that, or... yeah, I would say babies stuff, basically. So in the 90s, some of the 80s, 90s, even up to the 2000s, both of these were kind of around. And then both of them just suddenly disappeared, which was quite shocking. And I've gone with Mothercare versus the Early Learning Centre. So the Early
Learning Centre. Great show. I haven't got that written down.
Yeah, you used to go to the Early Learning Centre as a kid. Obviously, you had the younger brothers or sisters, and you go there. But there are toys out on the side that you can play with and learn. It's like the green and the white. You could pick stuff up there. And I've got Mothercare as... Because when you got kids' babies' toys, it was only Mothercare or Early Learning Centre, really. Or you go to the local toy shop. But those were the two brands that you would have. Now,
Mothercare, you got your prams, though, didn't you? Sorry, mate. Mothercare, your prams and stuff. My Early Learning Centre was just toys, wasn't it?
So... Yeah, it was just toys, basically. So really, you could have gone for the Argos Index kind of thing with that. But I thought that they're different to what Early Learning Centre offered. So it was quite unique, the Early Learning Centre. But yeah, Early Learning Centre and Mothercare. I miss both. Obviously, I were quite lucky, and you were quite lucky, that when we had our kids, Mothercare was still around, and it was great because it was you can go in there, you can buy. I you know, after work, sometimes I pop into Mother Karen's, pick up an outfit. Hannah used to get annoyed at me because, like, every day I'll come home with like a different like outfit. And she's like, I don't fucking need any more clothes. But you just pop in there, oh, that's on sale. I'll get that and get this. Whereas now, there's nothing on the high street that I can see for kids, really, or babe. If you're a young parent now, it's all Amazon or going online and buying stuff. There's nothing dedicated to that, which is a madness when you're thinking how big that sector is of business. Like, but everyone just shops online. And I suppose people that are having kids now are generally not older, they're younger than obviously we are, but they're older in terms of they've grown up on Amazon and those kind of things. So why would they go into a high street store and buy something necessarily? So yeah, Mother Care.
We're bringing it back.
Yeah? What are we going with? Mother Care? What are we going with?
You choose, mate. So one's, Elena said, is mainly toys. Mother Care caters for both toys, clothes, prams, shoes, beds, cots. So you choose, man. One's got more than the other. So it kind of makes sense which one to go for, doesn't it?
Yeah, see, early learning center. I think if you look, and so I'm starting to think business now. And I'm thinking early learning center.
You've done index, by the way. You've done index as well. So if you want your child's toys, your puzzles, your cubes, your stickle bricks, go index, man.
Yeah, but you could do the same for Mother Care with prams, little words, and arms. So it's
the difference with Mother Care. We have a debate on this one. Sorry, the difference with Mother Care when you go in and you want to sort of rock the pram, have a look at the pram rather than looking in a catalogue. So there's another argument there. But with stickle bricks and things like that, and Lego, not so much Lego, but child's puzzles, you don't really need to look at them. You can see them in the picture. Right, you've seen it, been there, done it. I don't know. I'm easy, mate. I'm easy. We're building this 90s high street for the 90s.
We're going Mother Care. We've done it. We've locked it. We've given the keys. They've come up with a better offer. I'm thinking, well, actually, Mother Care, are they going to be able to?
We've come up with a better offer, you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean? Early learning that you could put at the end of the high street, a little store, has a few things, low overhead, it can make a bit of money. Mother Care, you're thinking, needs a big... The problem with Mother Care was it needed space. That was the problem. Mother Care, you need to have a big area to be able to display stuff. And in this day and age, it just doesn't seem that people care about trying and feeling things. They just want to buy it and have it now. So, door mate, we'll nick that one. We can have it.
Right. Sport shops. We're into our sport in the 90s, still are now to an extent. The sport shops we see nowadays, fuck them off. I'm not interested. Your Sports Directs and your JDs, even though JD was about in the 90s, it was more prominent in the noughties than now. Sports shops have got written down from the 90s, mate. Sports Division, Olympus Sports, All Sports, and JJB. Now, personally, again, Ealing Broadway, Olympus Sports, and Sports Divisions were the ones that I used to go with my mum. All Sports was sort of just before Sports Direct. I remember All Sports, late 90s, more. JJB, more noughties, but they were darted about everywhere over the UK in the 90s. So for me, mate, Sports Division or Olympus were the main ones I used to shop in. What about yourself? Where did you go? I know we went to Parksies, an independent one where we used to live in Shepherd's Bush. That was obviously close on our doorstep. But when we're talking brands and we're talking names that everybody listening can reminisce about and hear about, Sports Direct, Olympus, JJB and All Sports, they'll definitely remember those outlets, mate.
It's JJB for me, straight away. The minute you said it. I mean, I worked in JD in the early noughties and it weren't...
Really?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. JD Sports was not... JD Sports was fashion. JD Sports was never about balls and equipment. It was always fashion and trainers, JD Sport.
That's true.
So
the other three were.
Yeah. All Sport logo, was that the A with the, like a someone kicking a ball? Was that correct? Yeah, All Sports.
It's like A-L-L dot dot, like an apostrophe, Sports, isn't it?
So yeah. I remember Sports, but I remember I used to go to the West End a lot, mate, in the mid-90s when I was 14 to 18 or so. And I always remember going into JJB was up the elevator up at the end of Tottenham Court Road. And it was the first store I can remember that everything was cheap. Like in terms of sportswear was cheap. Balls were cheap. You went to Parks' and a Mitre Delta ball would be, as we said before, £20-25. Whereas JJB would be £18. So I remember JJB was creating that whole like middle market of cheap Perel and cheap items that you could go in and buy. So JJB for me would always be have fond memories because of that. And I like Dave Whelan as well. So, I'm supporting the old Wig Dogs on Wigan. So, yeah, I'm going JJB, mate.
Next genre? Next
well, I haven't got a genre of this one because I've got two shops left. One's noughties, one's 90s. But you know, let's talk about the elephant in the room. You've got Blockbusters in the high street. If you name any shop that did disappear from the high street that you cannot anyone what they would bring back, it's this one. Woolworths. Easy. I mean, it's
oh,
not
gosh,
It's not even a debate on the genre. It's a genre in its own. It's, I mean, you would have war with W.H. Smith's, I think, with the rival to it almost, because W.H. Smith's sold bits and magazines and bits and bobs, and then you had Woolworths, I think, was sold a bit more of an eclectic mix. What would you do? What is Woolworths? How would you, in terms of what kind
a
of...
bit of everything.
Yeah,
bit of everything.
Would you say it's the pound
shop?
It's a pound... It's like the pound shop now.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, but with better quality garments or items, yeah. If you like.
It wasn't a pound shop, but in terms of, if you look at what the relevance now is, it's a pound shop. They'd have pick and mix. They'd have your magazines. They'd have your homeware, your gardenware. And it wasn't, they weren't massive, but they were big enough to kind of take up quite a bigger space. So for me, mate, Woolworths has to be on any high street in the UK that's being built here.
The Woolies should have gone in really with the chip shop and the cafe and the laundrette, because it's a bit of a national treasure, isn't it? When right. People talk about gotten shop, not just the 90s, but the 70s and the 60s and 80s, etc. Woolies is the first one on people's lips. So, correct. You know, it's that shoehorning, isn't it? It has to go in. Right. Let's read off some of these now. So, mate, I've got shoe shops. We're going to have the proper 90s high street here. So let's get these in before we say our goodbyes and fuck off. So shoe shops, mate. I've got written here, Ravel's, Shoe Express. That's a story for school, isn't it? Clark's, which is still trading, and Stead and Simpson. Do you remember any of those names, matey?
Not Stead and Simpson. What about Adams? Wasn't it Adams? Wasn't that a shoe
Adams
shop?
Was a, toddler's, no, Adams was a toddler's clothes shop.
Oh, yes, it was, wasn't it? Adams. That's right.
The apple.
Okay, yeah, shoes. Revels. I remember Revels. Yeah, I would definitely remember that one. What was the other one? I can't remember the other one.
Shoe Express.
I can't remember Shoe Express.
Well, Shoe Express, yes, you do. Shoe Express was for, it was the equivalent of Netto in the shoe world. You got shoes from Shoe Express. They broke after 2 days and you got the rip pissed out of them. Remember Brahim El Amani and a few of them used to wear them? And the likes of Yali Arthur and David Isaac used to rip the pieces because they'd been to Acton High Street and got a pair for $4.99 while we was all going around in Reebok Classics and Kickers.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I never had a pair of those trainers, and I never went. As I said, we never shopped in England. We shopped in the West End, so or Hammersmith. So it wasn't a brand I'm familiar with. So Ravel. Actually, is it Ravel's?
Ravel's.
I would go with Ravel's, definitely. Yeah,
definitely. Fantastic 90s name. Right, electrical stores, mate. Tandy, Dixon's, Comet.
It's a hard one. That one.
Dixon's. The Dixon's. It's another great advert. Why are the adverts coming just now? They're remembering the shops.
Dude, I tell you what, we're going to have to do a second, advert. They're all coming back since we've done that. And we said this would happen. Dixon's, 100%. And the main reason for that is there was one in Hammersmith as you walked up towards Hammersmith Broadway. And on the right-hand side, before you went into the little, what is now called the West 12 Centre, I think it's called. And Mum used to go, every Saturday used to go on a Saturday. And I remember just sitting out, having me radio in me. Radio cassette player, listening to radio, like commenting on the Man United game of the day, and then watching the Dixons, all the screens, and all the men at 4:45, all the men just come out of the betting shops and just sitting outside or stand outside Dixons, look at the final score. Love Dixons. Got my first TV in Dixons. Yeah. It's Curry's, Dixons were the same, but Dixons, I said, because the memories it's given me.
Exactly the same memories, but I didn't put Curry's down because they're like still Curry/PC World, aren't they? So I'm not having that in there. Dixon's, mate. The Dixon's. You spoke there, your first television and stuff. One of our first videos, we had mentioned it before, was from a rental store. So you've got to have your rental store in there. And the two bad boys of the rental stores back in the UK in the 90s were Radio Rentals and Rumbelows. Where we go, I think my dad used Radio Rentals. I'm sure he did. I think they're very similar.
That was in Shepherd's Bush. There was a Radio Rentals in Shepherd's Bush. So I think that was where everyone on the estate had that. So it's got to be Radio Rentals. I think that's quite a on that one.
Lovely. I hope listeners are enjoying these names of shops coming back to them, because they're definitely coming back to me and Paul, especially when we mentioned certain stories. Adverts come to our head, which is fantastic. Yeah. Right, jewellery shops, mate. Goldsmiths, Heinz, H. Samuels, Argos, funny enough. A lot of people used to get their jewelry from Argos. And do you remember this one? This was a lot of people on Twitter have mentioned this one to me. And I had to wrap my brains because I don't remember seeing one in London. It was called Ratner's. So Ratner's was like the equivalent of Warren James now. So it was jewelry for people could afford, but it was cheap crap. But everyone used to shop there. So, mate, Ratner's, yeah, I don't really remember it in London. It might have been a Northern or Midlands thing. But the amount of people that talk about Ratner's is crazy from the UK. But the ones I used to remember is Goldsmiths, Heinz and H. Samuels. But the people are talking about Ratner's, mate. It's a great shout.
Well, Hayes Samuels, I think, is still going. I think he's still got some brand recognition now. So take that one off.
Ratner's is done. He's finished.
I don't remember Ratner's at all. I can't even think of a Ratner's.
So that's like staunch 90s, that is.
I would go with the one that you said that we haven't heard of, because that's what the masses, obviously, it must be quite a popular brand somewhere. Yeah. I would put that one in, and put it that way the Northerners can come down and be happy with their our choice of a Northern jewellery shop.
I did mention earlier
from London.
Yeah, exactly. Not Staunch London, we're Staunch UK. I did mention earlier when I said about all under one roof stores, you mentioned C&A, great shout. So I've got C&A written down, BHS, Littlewoods, because you had the Littlewoods, the catalogue store, but then you had the outlet as well, and Debenhams as well, mate. What are you thinking about them four names? C&A's a great shout, by the way, because obviously they're defunct. They defunct years ago, didn't they? I think they defunct more or less right into the noughties, didn't they?
Yeah, I think BHS is only recently gone, really. Same as Debenhams. They're not that. They feel quite recent, whereas C&A, and C&A are great branding with the rainbow kind of colours of C and the A. Again, in the West End, on a Christmas shopping, when we got our Christmas clothes, it would be C&A the first place we'll go to. Yeah, C&A. I'm going to mention another one here. Benetton, you haven't mentioned. Now, that's not an all-in-one store, but that's another store we haven't mentioned that used to have high street stores. Again, in the West End. Again, the multicoloured. Yeah. And if you think about race relation, all the stuff that we talk about now, that was how far ahead of its time was that, Benetton, with the multicolored, you know, Chinese kid, you know, a black kid, a white kid, an Asian kid. That was way ahead of its time, was Benetton's. But I would say, back to with this one, C&A for me, mate, I think. But hold on a
there
second.
There we go, Mr. C&A.
But hold on, but C&A weren't a department store. C&A was closed.
Was it purely closed, was it?
I'm 90% sure C&A was closed. I'm pretty sure. Let me have a look. See and
let me have a Google.
Stores. Let's have a look.
We'll get this confirmed by Dr. Google, as we always do, ladies and gentlemen. 2024 can be relevant at times, you know.
Yeah. C&A is a multinational chain of retail clothing stores that originated in the Netherlands. Yes, it was closed. Which I thought it was. It was fashion and brands. It wasn't anything to do with other stockists. So
they have to be scrapped now because we've got men's and we've got women's clothes.
Right, so we're going BHS and Debenhams. Which one went recently? Didn't British Home Stores? No, didn't Debenhams just recently go?
I think you're right.
What's his name own it? Newcastle won. And Mike Ashley owned Debenhams, didn't he? I think he bought it.
I think so.
I think we have to go for British Home Stores because I think that's more 90s.
Yeah, so we're taking the keys away from Mr. C, the man at C&A, and we're giving them to Mike Ashley, a young Mike Ashley, if you like. Right, mate, fast food, your sit-down restaurant. When I say fast food, I don't just mean get to your McDonald's and take it away. Where you can sit down and enjoy a burger and some fries and a Coke. Obviously, McDonald's, still trading. Burger King, same. KFC, same. The only other one I can think of, mate, unless you can think of one, is Wimpy. Wimpy Bar.
Yeah, Wimpy. Get it in there.
Can you think of any others off the top of your head in
I'm
the UK?
Now. Oh, God, that's... Oh, have a look.
Mainly burger bars I'm talking now, because obviously I've got one. We'll do pizza next, pizza places.
That is a hard one, because it was really... Yeah. McDonald's, as you said, because they're... I mean, McDonald's and Burger King were the two... Again, in Shepherd's Bush, you had McDonald's and Burger King right next to each other. So you always kind of... tend to go with those things. I'm just trying to think. I can't think of anyone else. It's amazing that's what I'm sure there are some that have come and gone, but I can't. Is there anything else?
Wimpy was nationwide, wasn't it? So everyone knows Wimpy bars, mate.
Well, the only other thing I would go with would be Spudgy-like, which was the.
I'm putting burger bars here, fast food burger bars.
Yes, but in terms of chains of fast.
No, keep Wimpy. What we do is we'll have an ice cream van parked in our high street, and we'll have a spudgy light van, caravan, fucking caravanette, whatever you want to fucking call it, parked in the high street as well. So you can get your spudgy likers. Good show, actually. I didn't think of spudgy light.
Yeah, spudgy lights. It was quite big, and it was quite. There was one in Brighton too, about maybe 8 years ago in the shopping centre. Never busy, but I suppose that's why. But yeah, spudgy light on a van with an ice cream man. Done.
Right. On Twitter, can we move to our next one now? On Twitter, I put out a thing about a poll about pizza. I was quite surprised that everybody went for Pizza Hut. Staunch 90s pizza outlets. Well, two definitely were. Pizza Land and Deep Pan Pizza Company. And obviously Pizza Express, which is still trading with Pizza Hut. Now, the Deep Pan Pizza Company, Paul, I've got to admit, I've never heard of. It was more of it seems to a lot of the shops are up in the north, in Manchester and Liverpool. But it had a great, there's been a great sort of reminiscent about it on Twitter because it was a buffet. It was a pizza buffet rather than ordering at the table, ordering at the counter, bringing your stuff to you. It's a bit like a harvester. We just fucking went and go and help yourself. I love that idea. No idea why it didn't survive. And obviously Pizza Land, we had them in London, never visited a Pizza Land. But yeah, mate, those pizza outlets, you go for a takeaway, you go for a sit down pizza with mum and dad and brothers and sisters in London or what high street you've got in the UK. Where are you getting your pizza from, mate? Who's making the grade for our 90s high street?
See, I'm pretty sure Deep Pan, there was one in Queensway. I'm sure there was.
There might have been. I don't remember it.
I'm sure there's one in Queensway. If it wasn't Queensway or Park Royal, was it Park Royal? I'm trying to think now. That's going to bug me, that. But I would say, what's the choices we go with? Is Pizza Hut as the choice?
Yeah, but it's still trading now. We want to get away from that shit.
So then I would say, what did the poll say? Deep Pizza, what was second? Deep Pan Pizza was second with 15%, 15.9. So I'm going to say Deep Pan Pizza because I haven't heard of Pizza Land. I don't remember, never heard of that in my life, but I remember Deep Pan. And when you post the photo, I remember that branding of Deep Pan Pizza.
Right, got some more to get in. We've got a few minutes left before we do our one word and Paul's song and we fuck off. So I just want to throw some names out. And Paul, I'll give you the names of the shops. And you just got to put them in now. It's a bit like a one word Paul, but you just got a multiple choice, get them in because we're running out of time. So we've done the pizza thing, sticking on restaurants, out for a meal with mum and dad, brothers and sisters, aunties and uncles. Prominent names I could only come up with. Bernie Inn, Little Chef, and Happy Eater. I know you're going to say Little Chef and Happy Eater with my roadside, but apart from that, the only one I can think of that's disappeared now is a Bernie Inn. Where are we going, mate?
I'm with you, Bernie Inn.
Lovely jubbly. I hope you reminisce the names, ladies and gentlemen. Travel agents, Thomas Cook, Going Places, or Lumpoli. Where are you booking your holiday to Tunisia or Benidorm in 1990s, mate?
Got to be Lumpoli in it, surely, because that was one of the first ones that went.
Lumpoli. I don't know why, it's just, I don't even know what I'm going to say. Just Lumpoli's very 90s, isn't it? Right.
Yeah.
DIY stores, mate. Remember these ones? Do It All. I know these are probably more retail, but where I lived in East Acton, in our little small high street, we still had one on the ring road. So Do It All, Sainsbury's home base in Texas. Remember Texas?
Yes, Texas in East Acton. Big thing, then turned to home base. Big blue. Yeah, I'm going Texas. Again, because I don't know how many places Texas was in, but I remember, because again, you used to go there a lot of the time with my dad after we would go up there and he'd get a paint and whatever for doing the house up. So Texas, the big blue building. Texas. Oh, mate, that's, you bought that one. Yeah, Texas, 100%.
I've got a couple more. Just got a couple to in a competition. Bakers, Firkins was Northern. We had Baker's Oven. Where are we going?
Yeah, Baker's Oven. Well, what was the other one Baker's you had? Oven. Oh, didn't you? Wasn't another one?
I might have been, mate. I can't think.
Four Fires, is it Four Fires? Four Fires. I'm sort of... I'm gonna have to think. There's definitely another one, but yeah, Baker's Oven definitely. That was in again. There was one in Shepherd's Bush, wasn't there? With the baker at the front.
One in East Acton as well.
Kneading the bread. There was like a toy that would, like a moving thing. It was like one of them would be kneading the bread. Oh, man.
That's the one. That's the sign. Yeah. Baker's Oven. Yeah.
Definitely.
Charity shops. I know they're full of them everywhere. There wasn't as many when we were kids, but the two prominent ones when we were kids, Paul, was Oxfam and Chart the Laugh, the Spastic Society. That was fucking everywhere. Do you remember the Spastic Society? I bet people listening to this now are smirking. I mean, we're not doing it derogatory. It's just when you talk about 90s charity shop, the Spastic Society was fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
You had the blind things and stuff like that with them little boys sitting outside. You just put your 2p's in. But you've got to have a bit of charity, mate. Charity begins at home, but it also belonged in the 90s high street. So what charity shop are you popping into?
I'm going Oxfam.
You're not going Spastics now?
I'm sticking with Oxfam.
What's going on, Oxfam? It's all for charity. It doesn't matter where he gives his money, does it? He's 2p or whatnot. What have I got left? Oh, booze shops. I know we've got a pub. So we come out the pub, we go down the local chippy, we get some booze from our local off-licence, independent off-licence to take home, Majestic Wines or Booze Buster. Do you remember Booze Buster?
No,
It used to have in the mid your mem in the middle of the sign, it used to have like a bullseye, as in a big fat bloke with a big pint as its
no.
sign. Booze Buster. No?
Doesn't ring a bell, that one.
Please don't go posh.
You
Please don't
choose
go
the
posh.
one, John. You can choose it.
Booze
Go
Buster.
on in.
Booze Buster.
Go on
Locked in. And basically, mate, apart from a few honourable mentions, the greengrocers, probably just independent. I couldn't think of any 90s greengrocer brands. Butchers, Dewhurst. Do you remember Dewhurst the Butchers, mate?
No.
You don't remember Dewhurst the Butcher?
We went to the
Well,
White
we're
City
stumped.
Butchers. It was the
Yeah,
Independents.
but as a chain, you don't remember seeing them in the high street. They were everywhere, Dewhurst.
No,
Okay, fair enough.
not for me.
You've got to have a chemist in there. The only one I can remember apart from Boots and Lloyd's was probably the Co-op. Do you remember the Co-op, mate? The
Yeah.
Co-op. Yeah. Opticians. Don't do your Specsavers. Don't do your Boots. Dolan and Aitchison were the only ones I can remember as a chain. Do you remember Dolan and Aitchison?
No, you throw me on that one. Got no.
Fucking hell. Photoshops, Super Snaps, Kodak,
Yep,
the only two I can remember.
snappy snaps.
Dry cleaners. You gotta have a dry cleaners, Jay Sketchley's.
Yeah, sketch these. Yeah.
And the last one I want to mention, mate, is betting shops. You gotta have the betting shops, your William Hills, your Ladbrokes, your Coralls, Paddy Power weren't a thing when we were kids. Only other one I can remember was the Tote Bookmakers. I only ever think I only saw one in my life, and that was down East Acton.
See,
Anything else to add to our high street, my old son?
well, I'm going to add one thing. It's nines. It is noughties, but only because I work there and
He's got to fucking spoil it,
I
innit?
do.
He's got to spoil it. I said at the beginning, let's keep it staunch 90s. And at the end, anything to add? I'm going noughties.
You can decide this one
Well,
because you're the
I'm
land.
only messing. I'm only messing. It's a 90s high street. Add
I'll
what
tell
you
you
want, mate.
why.
It's your podcast, so.
Well, I'm trying to think. The gadget shop, as I used to work in the gadget shop in the early
Okay.
2000s, and I'm just trying to think of anything in the 90s that was similar to the gadget shop. I don't think there was. You always used to get like a magic shop as well, like a magic or odds and bobs, that sort of shops that you used to get
Yeah.
as well. You don't get them anymore. But no, the only other one was gadget shop. It was here and gone very quickly. But no, apart from that, mate, I'm happy with the high street. Do you want to recap it? What we've got?
Right, so our 90s high street, obviously, we've cleaned it up now. It's fresh as a daisy. Everybody wants to shop here again. There's no card machines, there's no internet. You're going to your banks, your Abbey National, which we've got, you're drawing out your cash to go and spend in your shop. We started with our chippy, we started with our caff, we started with our laundrette, then we added your happy shopper. Oh no, sorry, I've got a Sunday market written down here. I've got it in the wrong list. Paul mentioned the Sunday market, honorable mention. We've got the Blockbusters added, we've got Safeway, we've got Mr. Buy Rights, we've got Index, we've got Mark One for the ladies, Mothercare for the mums. JJB for your sports fanatics. We've got our local pub. It's called Shepherd and Flock 2. Abbey National, as I said. Woolies, standard. Let's get our shoes from Revels. Done. I can't read my own writing there. Oh, radio rentals. Yes, I want to go and rent a telly. I want to go and rent a video. We're going radio rentals. Cheap jewellery. We've got Ratners. Everything for everyone. We've got VHS. We're going for a burger. We've got Wimpy. We're going for a pizza. We've got the Deep Pan Pizza Company. We're going to sit down with mum and dad for a special meal. We've got Burnie Inn. We're going to Tunisia. We're going to Benidorm. We're going to Lumpolly. We're doing a bit of DIY. We're going to Texas. We've got some baker's oven. And we want to get our sausage rolls and our bread. Do a bit of charity. We're not going to Spastics. We're going to Oxfam. And last but not least, we are going to Booze Buster, along with all the honorary mentions that I mentioned just before Paul added the naughty. So that is our 90s high street. Again, anything else to add before I jump onto my favorite part of the show? One word, Paul.
Nope, I'm good. I think we've got it. We've
He's
completed
good. You know how it goes, guys. 10 items from the 90s, and Paul has to sum them up in one word. Are you ready?
I am
Hit that tension music. Happy shopper.
budget
Our price.
music.
Blockbusters.
Rental.
Safeway.
Food.
Madhouse.
Jeans.
Evans. It's going about what they sell. Evans.
Fatties.
The Early Learning Centre.
Green.
JJB.
Wigan.
Woolies.
Pick a mix. Oh, sweets.
Yeah. I want to give you that. Bit of an end with it. Dixons. Dixons.
Electrical.
And last but not least, Spud You Like.
Chicken, potato, cheese, beans, coleslaw on the side, a little bit of salt, a little bit of vinegar, and then a Coke from the pop machine. Bosh.
Bosh. Lovely jubbly. So that's one word, Paul. Your turn for the song to see us out, mate. What have you gone for this week?
So what we're going to have to do one day is we're going to have to list all the songs and keep a list of the songs we've done. Because we've done nearly 60 episodes now, and I'm trying to think, well, have we done that one? Have we done that one? But I was watching something the other day and it came on, and I do love this song. It's from the movie, well, the film's fucking shit, but the song is brilliant. From Batman Forever, released in 1995. And it's the artist known as Seal. Kiss from a Rose. I just really love the music video, love the tune. I know it's more wintry, that song, so I wanted to go more spring, but I think when I was watching it was raining now. I thought, wow, it's such a great classical winter song. And this is that lovely beat into the music, and then it goes into the Batman scene. Love it. Kiss from a Rose by Seal, released in 1995. Not sure where it charted. I think it got to number one in the UK. I'm sure it did. I have to Google that one.
It probably did. I had that on tape, mate, and that's one film I have seen. Great song to see us out after another great episode. As I normally say, that's the end of another great 90s episode from the best podcast, the best 90s podcast ever. What's the Story, 90s Glory. I hope you at home have enjoyed it. I clearly have. Paul, have you had fun, mate?
Loved it, as always.
Fantastic. Well, if you want more 90s fun and frolics, tune in next week on the podcast platform of your choice. Hit like, hit follow, hit subscribe, and give us a 5-star review, as nothing else will do. Also, follow us on Twitter X at WTS90sGlory, where we post daily 90s nostalgia. So until next week, stay safe, guys. Have a good one. And Paul, I'll catch you next week, brother.
Take care, buddy. Enjoy your week, guys. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. I've grown an addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me, is that healthy, babe? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become alive?